When the war started, they put us right out. We went out the St. Lawrence River. Now, that's a trip in itself. But through the Thousand Islands. That's in the St. Lawrence River, the Thousand Islands. Some of them might be this big.
Right, yeah.
They're not all totally big, but they were.
Right.
It was a long trip out there. Well, we broke the ice out up there, and then we set all the buoys on a plot they had there on the shore. And then you get out there and you overhaul them. You scrape them and paint them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was a good job. I mean, we had, then we stayed on there all winter. And it clogged right up all around us, all the ice did.
How far could you get in a day when you're breaking ice and then stopping?
You can't get too far. We used to go like 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours, because everybody was rookies.
Yeah.
They didn't know so much about it.
And then once you just sleep on the ship and then
start... Oh, we slept on the ship.
Pick it up in the morning wherever you left off and slowly make your way up the river?
Well, we stopped in places there just to get food and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
Like we stopped up in Duluth, Minnesota, but we stayed there for a while. And the people in town knew us.
Uh-huh.
And they had cooks that got the food. They bought it from there, and they usually gave us a deal on it and stuff like that. They had the lighthouse keeper.
Yeah.
I was in the Coast Guard. Well, I went on a lighthouse keeper's boat just temporarily because they had to keep the lakes open. And they was semi-icebreakers.
Yeah. So you're doing a service for people in the ports, right? And the lighthouse keepers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they must have been happy to see you when you came into port.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They were. It was interesting. Then we picked up ammunition when we went out because the war was on then.
So you did the.